You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back. We're continuing on with the series we started yesterday on the five lies of Islam. If you have missed or will miss any of these shows, reminder, they're all going to be archived on keepthesabbath.com. So what are the five lies? Number one, Islam is a religion of peace. Lie number two, Islam is a religion of love. Lie number three, Allah is just another name for God. Lie number four, Jesus of the Muslims is the same as Jesus of the Christians. And number five, that the Quran is a holy book. All of these lies I'm going to go into in the future shows here, but let's look at what Jesus himself said, because this is extremely important. In Mark 12:29, Jesus answered him, "The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second, like it, is this, You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." Okay, this is the words of Jesus. This trumps anything that anybody wants to say or tell you the Bible says. This is Jesus himself. Let me ask everybody a question that's listening. Do you know that the Quran does not contain any statement that you're supposed to love God and love your fellow human beings? In fact, the Muslims say, kill the Jews on Saturday and kill the Christians on Sunday. And that is why we have the situation that exists today in Israel that's going on right now. The biggest problem is as long as Israel is not under Muslim control, it proves that the Quran is a fraud. It's a fake. They claim that God's blessings flow from Abraham to Ishmael and on down to all of the Arabs. The Bible says that it's from Abraham to Isaac and to Jacob and then to Israel. So what was it that Israel was supposed to do when God gave the land to them that they did not do in 1948 when they took the land here? Deuteronomy 7:1 says, "When the Lord your God brings you into the land which you go to possess and has cast out many nations before you, the Hittites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than you, and when the Lord your God delivers them over to you, you shall conquer them and utterly destroy them. You shall make no covenant with them, nor shall show no mercy on them, nor shall you make marriages with them. You shall not give your daughters to their son, nor shall you take a daughter for your son, for they will turn your sons away from following me to serve other gods. So the anger of the Lord will be aroused against you and destroy you suddenly. Pillars, but this thus you shall deal with them. You shall destroy their altars and break down their sacred pillars, cut down their wooden images and burn their carved images with fire. For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the peoples of the earth." Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.